away neighbors. Why leave anything on your front lawn, under the porch, or on the side of the highway when you can store all that stuff on my property at the Redneck's Big Ass Truck Rental and Storage? Now, I know you all got stuff at the house that you don't need or want anymore. You know you're not going to use that old dot matrix printer. And what about that big old ugly yellow suitcase? You know you're not going to use it anymore. Why keep it around just cluttering up your house? Bring it to my house. Why do you keep them old tires lying around on your lawn? Why not let them sit on my lawn instead? Storage businesses will charge you upwards to $80 a month to store your stuff at their place. Now, I'll only charge you $8. Now, friends, you may ask yourself, how can the Redneck's Big Ass Truck Rental and Storage store your crap for so cheap? Well, the fact of the matter is, I'm pretty drunk right now. And so this is a drunk discount sale. So hurry up and take advantage of me before I sober up. Remember, that's the Redneck's Big Ass Truck Rental and Storage, located right next to that big old sinkhole near Exit 69. You all know the one I'm talking about.
You see, you're in a real place called the Cool World.
It's okay, everything's cool.
You need cooling.
Hey, kid, want to try something really cool?
Hey, if you want cool, check this out.
Now.
The mighty, turn your radios up, people.
The mighty WWOS.
I swear, I think I'm on the verge of a nervous breakdown.
From around the globe and beyond, it's the unbelievable news. And now, from our WOS main studio in New York, here's Johnny Anonymous.
Indeed, it is WOS Radio's unbelievable news. I am Johnny Anonymous. I gotta tell you folks, this is a crazy, crazy, crazy world we live in. Did I miss a memo? Was a memo made and I missed it? It's like Armageddon. It's 2012. What is going on? Hellfire blowing out of a toilet, dogs and cats living together, frogs raining down from the sky. It's crazy. It's crazy. So stick around because I got some crazy news for you.
We'll be back with more news right after this word from one of our sponsors.
Are you suffering from restless nights? Do you experience headaches and nasal pain? Do you blank out for hours or days at a time? Then you may be one like millions of others suffering from the traumatic symptoms and pain of abductionitis. But now relief is just a squirt away with new and improved Implant Out. Simply apply Implant Out near the nasal cavity and wait for the magic to begin. In fact, Implant Out works so well that 8 out of 10 abductees agree that Implant Out works better than the other leading implant extraction products. Just listen to what a few satisfied customers have to say.
It seemed like no matter what I did or tried would get rid of that constant throbbing pain. A friend of mine finally suggested I should try Implant Out, and boy, am I glad I did.
My family's the one that really suffered the most. One minute, Mom is driving to the store for groceries, and 3 days later found wandering naked in a field 30 miles away. Thanks, Implant Out.
My wife would sure get mad when she kept finding that my nose bled all over her new satin pillowcases, but thanks to Implant Out, those days are a thing of the past.
Developed by top secret scientists hidden away deep in the underground bases of Dulce, Implant Out is the only recommended ointment by the NSA and the OSI. Why does Implant Out work so well? We'd like to tell you, but under threats of death, we just can't. But take our word for it, it works. So get Implant Out now and start living an abduction-free life.
After effects of using Implant Out may cause inflammation, stomach aches, heart palpitations, dry mouth, sleepiness, cramps, excessive gas, cancer, and in some rare cases, death.
Well, looky here, a new listener. Hey, this ain't your little sister's radio station.
Welcome back. Once again, here's Johnny Anonymous.
Turning to the news, Tiger Woods allegedly has been booked for involuntary manslaughter of his Pebble Beach golf caddy, Juan Gonzalez. Tiger had just teed off from the sixth hole while his caddy was walking in front of his power-driven shot. The speeding golf ball entered Gonzalez's sternum, puncturing a hole through the heart and exiting his backside. Officers dispatched said that this was one for the books. Representatives for Tiger Woods made a quick press release apologizing to the victim's family. They stated that Tiger was quite distraught over the incident.
Tiger was quoted as telling officials that the last thing he expected to do at Pebble Beach was to make a hole in one. Two mutilated bodies killed in a gang-like style were found in the outskirts of Savannah, Georgia. We go now to our WOS news correspondent, Semper Fortis, for more on these deaths. Semper, what's the story on this?
The story is that two men were found dead in a shallow grave near the river, bound and gagged. Both had multiple knife wounds, with one having a gunshot wound to the back of the head.
Do police currently have any clues or any leads?
No, they don't at this time, but they do suspect foul play.
Well, please keep us up to date on any new information that might turn up, and good luck in your upcoming concert. Mobile, Alabama has been affected by another problem other than the oil washing up on the beach. If the freak weather they've been experiencing wasn't bad enough, creating hail-like stones the size of ping pong balls, it appears that frogs raining down is just one more added concern for the residents. For several days now, frogs have been raining down from the heavens. A spokesman for the city of Mobile said that the damage was horrendous, causing incredible damage to vehicles and minor structures. One resident, who is a local chef, said that he's seen worse, and he thought that this was actually a blessing. He continued by saying that when life serves you up frogs, you need to make the best of it and cook up some frog legs. It's been several months now since our friend to the north has had to contend with a problem no one, including the Canadian government, knows how to handle. For more on this story, we go to our Canadian correspondent, Gautu789. Gautu, what can you share with us?
Johnny, it's been 6 months now since a strange meteor crashed in the province of New Brunswick up here in Canada, and the problem of the dead coming back to life is still ongoing. If smelly decaying zombies wasn't enough to cause possible health concerns, it seems now they want to continue working their old jobs they had before they passed on. Many of the displaced dead have taken up cleaning windshields on corners and begging for change. But on the flip side, entrepreneurs are already looking for ways to gain a new target audience. The noodle giant Top Ramen just announced a new microwavable food product aimed for the dead called Brains in a Bowl. And there have even been talks about creating a new TV show contest called Dancing with the Dead. You know how everybody loves their reality TV.
A very interesting story, Gautu. Makes you wonder, what's next on the horizon? Will the music companies now want to create a new genre called deadbeat? It's weather. We have just enough time before going to break to find out what our weather forecast is. And for that, we go to our chief meteorologist, Ashley D. Ashley, how's it looking for us?
Today's forecast is going to be a chilly one as the GFL mothership moves into position in front of the sun, blocking out all sunlight. We're expecting sub-zero temperatures and suggest that if you have to leave the house, to bundle up real good. Also, wear a mask as the skies lately have been bombarded with chemtrails.
Well, that's just perfect. Looks like I picked the wrong day to come to the studio in my Bermuda shorts and short-sleeve Hawaiian shirt. After the break, we've got international news for you. Stay with us.
For one night only at the William One Sack Arena, it's the musical stylings of WOS Radio's very own Semper Fortis.
Well, life on the farm is kind of laid back. Ain't much an old country boy he can't hack. Early to rise, early in the rack. I thank God I'm a country boy.
And the night just gets better as coming out of retirement to perform will be special guest, the legendary Huggy Bear.
I cruise around Huggy Bear Town, looking to see what you're going down. Huggy Bear Town, Huggy Bear in his Huggy underwear.
Tickets have already almost sold out, but you can get yours for free by being the 10th caller every hour on the hour. Simply dial 1-800-666-WWOS and shout out our WOS Radio slogan.
What's up?
Don't miss these two legends in their own mind performing for one night only at the William One Sack Arena. And remember,
it's the mighty,
I know about good tasting radio,
WWOS.
This is going to be fun, fun, fun for you.
And once again, here's Johnny.
And welcome back. We just received breaking news of an incident that happened on the Brooklyn Queens Expressway. So we sent our WOS news copter with our eye in the sky traffic correspondent, Memory Shock. Memory Shock, if you can hear us, what does the scene look like right now?
Johnny, the scene out there is one of confusion, as there are about 50 vehicles collided with one another.
Oh my, 50 vehicles, you say? So how did this occur?
We have no explanation for it, but a bright light was beamed down out of the sky. There's much confusion. The officers on the scene are trying to deal with the situation, but currently there are no drivers to question. They just seem to have vanished.
They all just vanished?
They just seem to have vanished.
So, with all these vacant cars left, Memory Shock, how long will it be before the expressway is clear again for traffic?
The estimate seems to be about 24 hours before we can clear the freeway, but there's no answer as to where the drivers went.
Well, as soon as you get any more information on this very freaky incident, be sure to fill us in. As we turn to international news, a minister from a small Glasgow evangelical church in Scotland says that his bathroom toilet is a gateway to hell. Pastor David Finlay claims that he has personally experienced the strange and wicked events surrounding the portal to Hades numerous times. Finlay was hospitalized recently for 3-degree burns to his underside when a burst of flames came upward while he was seated on his toilet. The devil himself has demonstrated his need to try and murder all of God's appointed ones, Finlay was quoted to saying. When asked how he felt about this recent demonic attack, he replied that it really chapped his arse. In the UK, a proclamation by the royal family has many scratching their heads and asking what else do they know that they are hiding from the world. For this unexpected news, we go now to our UK correspondent, Asala. Asala, what was this announcement the royal family made?
Well, Johnny, the UK's Royal Foundation was rocked with news by the Queen that indeed members of the royal family are reptilian descent. Stunned listeners don't quite know how to accept this information. Many leaders of parliament quickly announced that they too had members of their parties that were also reptilians. Talks have already started for the formation of a new parliament group called the Reptile Party.
So how is the public handling this new revelation, Asala?
The general feeling here, Johnny, is that most of us already had suspicions that the reptoids were already established in the UK, mainly cite that they now know why the Queen Mum and others wear those ridiculous large hats and sunglasses.
Well, I'm sure many conspiracy theorists would tend to agree with you, and thank you for your report. A man in Hong Kong claims that his pet cat and dog, who have been having intercourse with one another for several years, have finally produced offspring. The new interspecies breed has yet to be named, but some suggestions for the new breed include a cog and a dat. It is unknown at the time of which species will be the dominant gene, and it can only raise thoughts of whether or not it will meow or bark. Will it still land on all four legs when dropped? And will it want to chase its own tail? And since we're speaking of odd hookups, our final bit of news comes from Australia. And there is no one better to report on this odd mix-up of matchups than our correspondent from Down Under, Sanctum. Sanctum, what's this all about?
A hunter from Perth, Australia, who had been missing for 2 years, has turned up at his wife's doorstep asking for a divorce. Apparently, the man had been abducted by a female 7-foot-tall Bigfoot while out hunting. The hunter was forced to live in a cave with her and was only allowed to eat berries, shrubs and pine nuts. He claims that after the divorce is final with his wife, he plans to marry his Sasquatch girlfriend he calls his little verbal. He added that the toughest part of the relationship was trying not to get all tangled up with her massive hair. The couple plans to move to Victoria to live where he hopes to find work with his new bride in a salon as a hairstylist. Back to you, Johnny.
Thank you, Sanctum, for that story. And that's going to do it for the WOS Unbelievable Newscast. We'd like to thank all our correspondents for the reports and thank you, our kind listeners, for tuning in. And before we go, a number of us here at the station would just like to thank our bedridden boss and owner of WOS Radio, William Wonsack, and wish him sweet dreams. So, Willie, this is from all of us to you.
Good night, sweet prince. Good night.